The Red Arrows will be soaring over Great Yarmouth and performing aerobatic tricks during the resort's air show in June. The Royal Air Force has announced that the crack team will headline both days of the inaugural Haven Great Yarmouth Air Show, which takes place on June the 16th and 17th, June 16 and 17. Also confirmed by the RAF for the show were the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight and the RAF Tutor Display Team. Show director Asa Morrison said this is the icing on the cake for what is shaping up to be a brilliant lineup for the Great Yarmouth Air Show. The RAF teams are a huge draw and the people travel from all over the country to see them in action. We weren't sure the Red Arrows would be able to come to Yarmouth following the fatal accident involving one of their team's Hawk aircraft at Anglesey last month, but they're a very close-knit team and they've decided to proceed with their 2018 programme, and we are deeply grateful that they have agreed to include a two-day visit to Great Yarmouth.
Norwich-based confectionery company Knorr Chocolate are looking for a team of willing volunteers to taste test their handcrafted chocolates. Applications are open now, with 10 successful chocolate lovers being chosen at random and sent a tasting pack. In return, Knorr ask that the testers post a descriptive review of their products on Facebook and Google. The company's favourite review will also win a Knorrish hamper filled with chocolate bars, buttons, chompers and hot shots. Knorr creator Matt Leegan said, "We think our chocolate is scrumptious, but more importantly, we want to know what our customers think of our playful chocolate treats. It helps us no end when we are developing exciting new quirky flavours." If you fancy taking up chocolate testing, head on over to Twitter and tell the Knorr Chocolate team why you'd like to get involved using the hashtag Knorr Chocolate Tasters. But you better be quick, as the team will be selected and notified during the week commencing April the 3rd. The overall winner of the hamper will be chosen by Monday, April the 16th.
Yum, yum, yum. A £430,000 attempt to cut pollution in Norwich city centre by reducing the number of cars commuting into the city has been dealt a major blow after the government snubbed the project. Council bosses had hoped to secure cash from a £2.4 million government air quality grant pot for a project called Share Smart, which aimed to increase the number of people sharing car journeys into the centre of Norwich by 10% within a year. But Norfolk County Council's bid was not successful, with the government favouring projects in towns and cities such as Barnsley, York, Oxford, Portsmouth, Bradford and Westminster in London. The Norwich initiative, which would have been put together by the Transport for Norwich team in partnership with the city-based car-sharing network LiftShare, will now have to wait to see if the funding can be obtained elsewhere. The idea was to bring about a step change in the number of commuters sharing cars, which the council said would deliver immediate benefits to air quality. Working with bosses of city-based companies, online communities would have created so workers could match their commuting journeys with others.
Following the success of their first event in November, two Norwich students will once again be hosting a pop-up porridge cafe in the city. Rowan Collins and Olivia Bush, who study design at the Norwich University of the Arts, are returning to Studio 20 on Wensum Street with Norwich, a weekend filled with porridge and hoogie. Taking place over April the 7th and 8th, the event will feature a seasonal porridge menu, a selection of savoury food options and baked goods. Dishes include vanilla rhubarb porridge, overnight oats and chia seeds, honey-roasted grapefruit, natural yogurt and homemade coconut granola, as well as ginger and lentil soup, and vegan dark chocolate and nut butter bars. A range of ceramics designed by Karen Bush will also be available to purchase during the event, with pillows made by Norwich student Emily Norman. Norwich will be open at Studio 20 on Saturday, April the 7th and Sunday, April the 8th, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Thousands of pounds have been raised to support a charity helping the homeless in Norwich. During the run-up to Easter, a collection was held at Harford Bridge Tesco supermarket. More than £2,800 was raised for St Martin's Housing Trust. A further £36 was raised after the store community champion organised an Easter egg hunt for the children of customers. St Martin's has over 45 years' experience of supporting homeless people in Norfolk. Their outreach service supported 865 people last year. The charity has several accommodation options, including the hostel at Bishop's Bridge House. They also have a training centre on Westwick Street, providing short and longer term programmes focusing on mental health and well-being.
They're the goal ball players who have reached a significant goal. The Norfolk Hares are a local junior team playing the Paralympic sport exclusively for the blind or visually impaired. And thanks to a cash award, they have been able to compete in their first friendly tournament. Goal ball was invented in 1946 to help rehabilitate veterans who had lost their sight during the Second World War. Last month, both the adult and junior Norfolk team were awarded £1,000 from the Aviva Community Fund, which has enabled them to buy the kit and equipment they needed to play in their first friendly tournament against the Cambridge junior team on Sunday. The three junior team members met with three Cambridge children at Norwich City College to play the game. However, competition was not the aim of the day, and the children were mixed in teams of two. The Norfolk Hares are hoping to recruit more members.
A piece of ship's timber, which likely dates from the so-called Age of Discovery, has washed up on Wells next to the sea. The long piece of ship's wood, which is fastened with brass fastenings, was found at the Port of Wells last Saturday. Robert Smith, the hypermaster, said on Twitter that the wood probably dated from before 1800. He posted, "Lovely piece of history washed up today at hashtag Port of Wells. A ship's timber, probably from a wreck, brass fastenings with round head and body, which indicates pre-1800s. Mr. Smith later said such debris washing up was not unusual. He said it's a regular occurrence along our coast for ship's timbers to appear, especially after a spell of winter storms. The Age of Discovery dated from around 1500 to 1800 and was characterised by extensive overseas exploration by European powers, predominantly in wooden sailing ship-rigged vessels."
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Jane Pratt and
Christopher Speak.